Hangout with Heather is brought to you by Sorbet Four Ways Mall, because you all deserve a sorbet spoil.
You are listening to Hangout with Heather. Hangout with Heather on Niche Radio.
Welcome back to Hangout with Heather, with me, Heather Hook, back with you on Niche Radio once again on this beautiful Tuesday. I missed you terribly on Friday. I had to take a personal day, in inverted commas, and that's the first time in a very long time that I've had to take an inverted commas personal day. I just needed some time off. So I'm sorry that I didn't make my podcast on Friday, but I'm back with you now and looking forward to an absolutely spectacular show as always. I have some beer lined up. I have some food lined up. Some news about the Miss SA beauty pageant finale that's coming up later this month, as well as theatre and local productions. So do stay tuned. It's going to be loads of fun, as always. So seeing as I was under the weather on Friday, I decided to spend a good portion of my weekend, which actually only really wound up being Sunday mostly, because I wound up being too busy the rest of the weekend. But I took some time off and I got into bed with my new found pizza craving, which is Andicio 24. Now, I don't like to always choose things off a menu. I want to make up my own choices. I want to add on my own things. I want to make it fun. I want to shake things up, try different combinations. And like often when you're ordering off a standard pizza menu and you see, you know, your basic Hawaiians and your margaritas and your Reginas, etc., and you try to like think out of your head, okay, like what extra toppings would go with it. But Andicio's, and for those of you who haven't been before, it's a really cool little notepad with check blocks. So you choose your base. You select, I want cauliflower, I want banting, I want whole wheat, I want regular, whatever it is that you want. You can then select your cheeses that you want. They've got a whole variety of cheeses, probably like 6 or 8 cheeses that you can choose from. And then you can select all your toppings as well. And the options are vast, and it's very tempting. I tend to go bananas, and then I have to go back, excuse the pun, because bananas do go on pizza. I have to go back and scratch like half of them out, because I'm like, this is way too much, and this thing's going to wind up costing me like 200 rand. So I really enjoy that sort of aspect. The staff are always super friendly. They're always having fun and smiley, and I like the interaction. They serve wine and alcohol. They're open 24 hours a day. I mean, basically, it's my idea of heaven, let's be honest. They also do a sweet pizza where you can choose from things like Nutella and marshmallows and all sorts of fun stuff. So it is one of my favorite brands that I'm enjoying at the moment. And they recently, last week actually, launched their brand new pasta range, which follows the same concept, the same put together, choose your base, choose your toppings, sauces, etc., etc. But I'm going to let you catch up with Clara Namnick, who is the marketing manager for Andicio 24, because she will probably do it a lot better justice than I would.
Hi, Heather. Thank you so much for letting us talk to you and your awesome listeners today. We are so excited to share our amazing news that we could shout it from every single rooftop in Johannesburg. But Andicio 24, as of the 1st of March, have officially added pasta to their menu. So one may ask, and actually one of the many questions we are getting, is why did we choose to add pasta to our menu? And it's actually quite a simple answer, is that our customers asked and we listened and we delivered. So how it would actually work is it follows our pizza your way methodology, that it's a pasta your way. So a customer will come in, they can choose between penne or gluten-free. And I know, Heather, you are a fan of those healthy options. They then choose between 3 sauces, a Napoletana, a crema, or an Aurora, which is a pink sauce. And then they can choose any toppings that they wish. So if you feel like a seafood pasta, you can have a seafood pasta. Or if you feel like mince and chili, you can add mince and chili. So really, it is completely up to you. And Heather, if you aren't salivating already like I am, you can choose between their freshly made lasagnas or their vegetarian option, which is a spinach and ricotta filled panzerotti served with the Aurora sauce. All pastas are then finished off with a delicious mozzarella and baked in our authentic wood-fired ovens. So if the biggest argument in your household is having to choose between having to order pasta or pizza, fear not, we do it all. And if you have a sweeter tooth or would like to finish off with some dessert at the end of your meal, you can help yourself to some of the delicious cupcakes that we have on offering. And we're very proud to announce that we've just added gluten-free cupcakes to our menu, both in vanilla and in chocolate. So if you'd like to view our full menu, please visit our website at www.andicha24.co.za, where you can also find a full list of all of our 18 stores and contact details.
Thank you so much for your time, Clara, and for letting us know a little bit more about Andicha 24 and also the awesome pastas, which I'm going to head into store this week and go and check out. I cannot wait. If you have been to Andicha's or you haven't and you are going, you're going to have a pizza or a pasta, whatever it is, do get engaged with me on social media and let me know about your experience, what you enjoyed, what you didn't enjoy, what your favorite toppings were, what you really like about them. They also do fabulous milkshakes and cupcakes, just by the way. And please use the hashtag and Andicha Life, so that I don't miss your tweet and I can make sure and Andichos will get involved as well, and we'll have a little bit of a discussion about what goes on pizza, like bananas. Yes. This weekend I was very, very blessed to join a group of fellow foodies as we headed through to the official launch of the brand new wellness warehouse in Clearwater Mall. Now, I've been trying to do my healthy thing this year. How well it's gone, I don't know, but I am trying, and I'm eating my seeds on my salad, and I bought an anti-cold and flu drop remedy thing, which tastes absolutely revolting, so it's pretty much like eating a plant, but it has worked quite well, and I'm feeling like I have more energy, so that's a good thing. So the Clearwater store is the first store that they've actually opened up in Joburg, but they are expanding. I know there's plans for Illovo and a couple of other key locations around Johannesburg, so do stay tuned. I'm going to let you know about those. And then they already have 5 stores in Pretoria and 5 stores in Cape Town as well. So this is one holistic, healthy store that is growing in leaps and bounds. I really love their Well Cafes, which has got fresh prepared food that you can take on the go. So it is literally, but it's quinoa salads and beetroot salads and egg wraps. And so everything is healthy, and they cater to Banting, they cater to Paleo, everything along those lines, everything you can even think of, whatever weird diet you have, they have stuff for you. Don't worry. So I was lucky enough to catch up with Megan, who's the food production manager for the entire Wellness Warehouse change. So she is based in Pretoria, and she manages all the food that comes out of all the kitchens for the Wellness Warehouse. So she's going to tell us a little bit more about the event that we attended, the food that we had, and what one can expect from Wellness Warehouse coming up in the future, as well as what they're all about.
So we are super excited to have you back here and to be in our first store in Joburg. We've just opened 5 in Victoria, and this is the first one in Joburg, one of many, about 20 to come.
Wow.
We've got 5 in Cape Town, so really looking forward to growing into the Joburg market. And we are all about bringing health and wellness authentically to the consumer, and just doing our best to make healthy, innovative food trends available to the you and me of every day at affordable prices.
And then obviously it's not just the vitamins and the pastas and that kind of stuff, you obviously have a fresh food range as well, so tell us a little bit about that.
So we've just launched a fresh food to go line. There's something for everybody. You can come in and get your fresh hand cut fruit salad, right through to a vegan coconut nut seed banting butcher with goji berries and chia seeds. So there really is something for everybody, and we try to cater for all the different types of diet trends, whether it be banting or a vegan or low carb,
yeah, or whatever, yeah.
Atkins. We really try to cater quite broadly. But at the end of the day, the taste profile comes first, and I think that's what's most important, is that the food has to taste good before it's all the other things that, yeah, it needs to be. We focus on keeping the food fresh every day, made every day, and really simple, basic style cooking.
And it's, I mean, you're promoting a lifestyle, right? So it's skincare, it's multivitamins, it's everything that goes into making a holistic, healthy lifestyle, right?
Yeah, I think what wellness is doing really quite wholeheartedly is trying to approach the wellness aspect holistically, as you said. So everything from whether you're packing kids' school lunches or you're taking your multivitamins or you're grabbing a juice on the way to work or you're buying your ingredients because you want to make gluten-free bran muffins, you can do it all at Farmers Warehouse, and the prices are affordable and there's a lot on offer, so the offering is really diverse. You don't feel like you can only get your chia seeds and your almond butter from this store and then you need to go to another store to get something else. There's quite a lot available in the warehouse to make shopping much easier. One-stop shop.
So awesome catching up with Megan and the team at Wellness Warehouse in Clearwater. If you are in the area, do go pop in, get your hands on some healthy things to cook with, or you can get yourself some yummy snacks or even a coffee to go. They've got matcha, cappuccinos and all sorts of fun things. So do go pop in and do stay tuned because I'll be letting you know when the rest of the stores are opening up in and around the rest of Joburg. So yeah, looking forward to that very, very much. So actually coming up this evening, which is going to be really cool, if you don't have plans or anything to do this evening, I suggest that you make your way over to the Stanley Beer Yard, which is located at the 44 on Stanley Precinct in Milpark, for a beer tasting. Yay! So it's a really cool little vibey spot if you like a quality craft beer. They've got local beers, wines, mezcal. This is the place for you. Awesome ambiance, and then on Saturdays they've got live music, there's retro DJs and a whole bunch of fun stuff going on. So they have launched their monthly beer tasting evenings, a very unpretentious hands-on evening led by two certified beer judges, and you get to taste everything from a pilsner to a weissbier to a bitter and a stout, as well as learning how they are made, and it's only 50 Rand, which is an absolute bargain. So even if January became February, and I don't know if you can make March a worry, but if you are on a tight budget but you're looking for something fun to do, it's only 50 Rand. So to find out more and book your spot, I'm sure there are still a spot or two left open for this evening. Otherwise, there will be others in the upcoming months, so do inquire with them. You can give them a call on 011-482-5791 or drop them an email, stan@stanleybar.co.za. So that's the beer tasting that's taking place this evening at Stanley Beer Yard, located at 44 on Stanley and Mill Park. It's going to be loads of fun. I'll see you guys there. Big news. Miss South Africa finale tickets are now on sale. So if you want to go and see which of the final 12 is going to take home the crown and not to mention the 1 million rand prize money, tickets are now officially on sale. And this is certainly set to be an extravaganza of a pageant. It is taking place at Sun City Super Bowl on Sunday the 26th of March, starting at 5 o'clock. Obviously, it'll be televised live and simulcast on Mnet and Mzansi Magic. And you can have a look at our top 12 most beautiful girls in the country and see who's going to compete to take the crown and follow in the, might I add, very large footsteps of our current Miss South Africa 2016, Ntando Kaneni. That's going to be a hard act to follow, but I'm sure these girls have got it sussed. We met a couple of them at an event a few weeks ago, and they really are poised. They've been practicing. They're doing their thing. So if this is something that you would like to attend, the show is going to have, obviously all the celeb judges, and then there's going to be a local musical talent, and Proverb will be the host, and the tickets range between 225 and 250 Rand. You can get them at Ticket Pros. So the celeb judges include Maps Mapinyane, Bridget Masinga, and Ezra Davids, and there are more celebrity judges on the cards that are going to be announced shortly, so I'm quite looking forward to finding out who those are. And then the most exciting thing is that members of public have been voting to have their say in who wins the prestigious title. So the public SMS votes have a 25% weighting of the overall voting towards the winner, and then 75% of the voting obviously comes from the official judges. So if you want to enter, there's also a competition that's running, and you can, five lucky voters can win a weekend at the Palace at Sun City and VIP tickets to attend Miss South Africa pageant live, as well as the after party at Sun City. It is not to be missed. It's going to be absolutely rocking. So if you want to enter, you need to send an SMS with the key number of your favorite top 12 finalist to the short code number 45791. Now, obviously, I don't have time to give you all the key code numbers for the ladies, but what you can do is head through to www.misssa.co.za, go check them out, get their voting numbers, and then you can send the number of the finalists that you like to the short code 45791. Each SMS costs R1.50, and all proceeds from the competition go to the benefit of the Celsi Girl Child Bursary Fund. So you're doing some good as well just by voting. So if you want to win a weekend away at the Palace in Sun City, as well as VIP tickets to go and see Miss South Africa live, as well as the after party at Sun City, which is a pretty awesome prize. In fact, I think I might enter. So get a voting. It's going to be loads of fun. All the details are on my blog, heatherhook.com. So you can go and check it out there if you missed anything. Now, I'm quite excited. One of my favorite theaters, Joburg Theater, has got two absolutely epic shows scheduled, one for the end of this year and one at the beginning of 2018. I'm very excited. And at the same time, Janice Honeyman, who's directing both of them, she's celebrating her 30th traditional pantomime, Pinocchio. So that's officially opening on November the 12th and is running on the Mandela stage until December the 30th. And then The Color Purple, also directed by Janice Honeyman, will open on February the 4th, 2018, and run on the Mandela stage until March the 4th, 2018. So the news is in. All the 22 performers in Pinocchio and the 20 cast for The Color Purple have been contracted, and castings have been announced for both shows already. So I know this seems like we're prepping like way, way, way in advance, but as Bernard Jay, who's the executive producer of both shows, says, it is a wonderful reality in South Africa that to sign the best stage talent in the country and to know that your shows have been cast perfectly, you need to work very well in advance, and Bernard has most definitely done that. So I'm looking forward to seeing both Pinocchio and The Color Purple at one of my favorite places, Joburg Theatre. So if you want more info on the shows or to check it out, you can head through to Joburg Theatre's website, which is joburgtheatre.com, and you can go and check out all the information for Pinocchio as well as The Color Purple. Sticking with some entertainment, and I think this is going to be pretty cool, Hyde Park High School, their drama department, who under the supervision of Danielle Bentall are going to be presenting In the Heights, a musical in conjunction with and celebrating the 60th anniversary of Hyde Park High School. So Danielle Bentall, who's the producer and co-director, chose this musical in order to expose the students to as many of South Africa's top musical theatre professionals across many spheres from the industry, from choreography to directing to technical and backstage. And it's quite an epic story. It's set over the course of 3 days and involves characters in the largely Dominican-American neighborhood of Washington Heights in New York City. The show is colorful, it's refreshing, it's exuberant celebration of the daily lives of characters from all walks of life, and yet despite the challenges and the hardships that they face and that life throws at them every day, they remain a very close-knit community. So it's a pretty epic story. So I think that's going to be loads of fun. So do make sure that you book your tickets. The tickets are ridiculously cheap. They are only R50 each, and the show opens on the 3rd of May and it ends on the 6th of May, that's 2017, obviously at Hyde Park High School. And then the performance starts at 7 p.m. And then on Saturday, there's two shows. There's a matinee at 3:30 and then the evening show at 7:30. So for more info and tickets, you can drop an email to info@hydepark.gp.school.za. That's quite a mouthful. Or awright@hydepark.gb.school.za. They'll then send you the banking details. You can do an EFT. Or worst case, you can buy your tickets at the door. But for those of you who've ever run an event, it's always nice to know how many tickets you sold in advance. So be a nice person and don't leave it till on the night. So if you want to go through and see Hyde Park High School presenting In the Heights in conjunction with the school's 60th year celebration, it's going to be absolutely epic, so make sure that you get your tickets. Sadly, my time is up. It always goes so fast. It has been absolutely amazing spending time with you again, and I will be back with you on Friday this week. So do stay tuned. I'll have fun things coming up in the weekend and loads to do in and around this beautiful city of Jozi that we live in. If you want to connect with me on social media, I'm on Twitter, Heather L. Hook. I'm also on Facebook.com/HeatherLHook, Instagram, Heather Louise Hook, and of course, my website/blog, HeatherHook.com. Com. If you've got a cool event on the go in and around your town or city or suburb and you think that I should be telling people about it or you'd like some people to get involved, just drop me an email, heather@heatherhook.com, and I will do my best to assist, obviously within reason, but I will do my best to assist. That is it from me. I'll be back with you super soon. Have a beautiful day. Lots of love. Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or log in to www.nicheradio.co.za.